Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, listen, I am very, very grateful to have my next guest with me, and got a chance to see him while I was out at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo in Tinley Park, Illinois. By the way, folks, if you have not gone to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Scroll down to about the middle of the page, and on the left you will see news articles that we are putting up there so you can stay current with things that we believe you need to see that may be getting buried, and you can get those in your inbox, by the way, along with the videos that are there. And there's some incredible interviews that I did while I was at this Trinity Health Freedom Expo about things that you can do to get healthy, stay healthy, and things you can do for spirit, mind, and body. And I had Dr. Judy Mikovits was on with me. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was on with me. Powerful, powerful, powerful interviews. And you can watch them right there live on the page. So definitely would encourage you to do that. And I got a chance to see my good friend David Shostokas there. David, welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Thanks so much. It's good to hear you, although it was much better to see you. So that was a special treat, because that doesn't happen all that often.
No,
and last time it was so quick. It was actually just in the airport, but this time we were blessed to have an opportunity to visit and talk about and fix the world and have a few laughs. You know, so it was wonderful.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So, let's see here. Well, you were asking about Merrick Garland and what he had to say. So Merrick Garland came out yesterday and said that he's directing the FBI to target a disturbing spike in school board threats. While spirited debate about policy matters is protected under our Constitution, that protection does not extend to threats of violence or efforts to intimidate individuals based on their views, the Attorney General said. Interestingly, now, they brought up a couple of what they consider to be examples of this. But, you know, David, by and large, what we are seeing is we're seeing far-left school boards pushing things on children that they, as parents, are saying, you never got my permission, and I don't want my kids taught to hate based on the color of skin. I don't want my kids forced to question their natural God-given gender. At what point does the line get blurred between parents' rights, these school boards, and federal overreach into what I would think would be a state matter?
Yes, you don't get anything more more state oriented than that, than the teaching of schools. And unfortunately, you know, the tyranny and the lawlessness that flows from the top has been, has created petty tyrants. I would suggest the smallest levels of government, the levels of government that you would think would be closest to the people, and that would include school boards. And school boards have been doing things contrary to parents' wishes for a long, long time, and they're getting even, you know, they're getting more arrogant by the day. It's not a problem for me to talk about this, but I have a client that was arrested at a school board meeting for not wearing a mask while he had a medical exemption for wearing a mask, and they actually arrested him for trespass at a school board meeting. And this is, and they had just actually passed the ordinance about the mask mandate within the school board meeting. They had passed it 15 minutes earlier. And then they had my client arrested. There's so much wrong with that. But this is the kind of arrogance that goes from the mask situation through to the mandates, through to the education that includes a lot of things that people. It should be the parents' rights and abilities to teach their children, and they're not letting children be children regarding the sexualization of things that is being taught in the school. So parents, in fact, are mobilizing, organizing, protesting, going to school boards and speaking out about all these policies that they are opposed to and wish to change. And now the Department of Justice says that they are going to investigate these threats to people that run the school boards, threats to school board school board independence. The school boards aren't supposed to be independent. School boards are supposed to be responsive to the people that elect them. And where the Department of Justice gets the idea that they can reach into local school boards and try and micromanage even the schools across the country, I have no idea where they think they can have such authority, because they don't.
Well, the Democratic Party candidate for governor in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, said that parents shouldn't be telling school boards how to educate their children.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
What can you say to that?
Well, if you have any, you know, rational concept of the relationship. But see, we're talking about godlessness. When you remove God from the equation, folks, when you take God out of the equation, then everything becomes subjective. We're living now under subjective rule of law. And to me, what that means is that whoever is, whoever has all the marbles is making all the rules. They're not
right.
Paying. Go ahead, David. Please. Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say there. You coined a phrase, if you will, a subjective rule of law, when in fact that's an oxymoron, right? Because rule of law should be objective.
Thank you.
Shouldn't be, you know, any changes. It shouldn't be up to everybody to decide what the law is. The law is for themselves, and so this is problematic. Because the law should be objective. It should start out with the law of nature and of nature's God, and then build upon that. And those are things that are unchangeable, because when everybody, so often folks talk about the rule of law, but they don't say the second part of that equation, and that is the rule of law, not of men. And now we're being subjected, if you will, to, in fact, the rule of men and not the rule of law. And this is really problematic and dangerous. And that it's going, you know, the big tyrants up at the governors and the president are setting the example to create petty tyrants at all levels of government. And this is a problem, and parents have to in fact,
well,
oppose,
you know,
such yeah. oppose such tyranny.
It's interesting, you know, but who shall offend one of these little ones, which, believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Jesus is very, very, very protective of the children, of the little ones. God is protective of the children. And, of course, we know that we've got a huge moral dilemma in our country when it comes to what is being allowed to take place. When you've got a legislative chamber that erupts in cheers because they've just passed a law that says that they can kill a full-grown baby and no consequences will meet the one who ends that life, David, we have moved to a very, very low place in American history, in my opinion.
I would certainly agree with you in terms of the place that we've moved to, but it all comes back to, and I hate to be a broken record in so many places, so many times, but the fact is it all comes back to election integrity. When, as I frequently talk to people about these issues, the situation comes up where, like you just suggested about what happened in New York when the legislature passed the late-term abortion law, that all that indicates to me is I do not believe that there's a majority of the people of New York that support such legislation. And if, in fact, their representatives, quote, representatives, do, in fact, pass such legislation, that means to me that they don't care about the people of New York, which means they don't care about elections, which means they're very comfortable with the sloppy election system that we have. And that's why election integrity still comes to the heart of everything. It comes to the heart of everything.
Well, the reason I was chuckling is that, you know, at a major college football game, the stands erupted on Saturday with a chance of, F Joe Biden. Those were the chants, right, during the Wisconsin Notre Dame football game. And then, to your point about New York, on Sunday at the Jets game, the stands erupted with the same chant. Now, you know, in all the times, all the negative stuff the media tried to portray about how everybody hated President Trump, I never witnessed a sporting event where that took place. In fact, at the Army-Navy games, he would get standing ovations. He got a standing ovation at one of the World Series games. So, I'm thinking that people are getting sick and tired and fed up with Pokem China Joe and his CCP regime that are ruining our nation. I think people are getting tired of it.
Oh, they're clearly tired of it, and that reflects from that those examples that you give reflect the same kind of thing as what happens at school board meetings in terms of parents responding to school boards the same way the crowds in the stadium crowds are reacting to Mr. Biden. I certainly hesitate to say the president, and so. It's a reaction that on both in both directions. Hopefully, we're going to do some things in terms of reestablishing the citizens' control over their government rather than the government's control over the citizens, and that's the battle that we have going on.
Well, and I might add that because I don't want to slight any of these others that made their voices heard as well. Coastal Carolina, Virginia Tech, Auburn, Alabama State, Mississippi State, North Carolina State, and Texas A&M crowds all told Joe Biden what they thought about him over the weekend. All right, we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Ladies and gentlemen, the godless must be removed from office. That's the bottom line. We'll be back to talk about how that can happen. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. David, you know, we were just talking in the break about the Department of Justice, and again, this extreme overreach that is taking place. And where there, I mean, folks, these are the lives of children that they're going after. This is the thing to understand it. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, has said Florida will defend the free speech rights of its citizens and will not allow federal agents to squelch dissent. What does he have at his disposal to basically defend his state against a federal invasion?
Well, goodness gracious, as you mentioned in passing, of course, he has it at his disposal, any number of tools, but those tools, of course, would be, you know, the use of force. Of course, the government itself is the only entity that has the legal monopoly on violence. But when you wind up with two governments opposing each other, then you have then they don't have a monopoly. That's the benefits for us of dual sovereignty, because you wind up with two governments. When they wind up opposing each other, DeSantis, I would suspect, in the short term, would have an advantage, if you will, over the limited resources of the FBI compared to the Florida National Guard and the Florida State Police. However, then you wind up with the United States Army. It gets really, really sticky when the federal government is trying to enforce local criminal law, because they're not supposed to. It becomes very, very difficult to discuss any of these things because they're so difficult to comprehend. It's almost beyond comprehension that the Attorney General of the United States would get involved in issues of parents protesting at school board. This is utter insanity, which means that it's difficult to predict what anything is going to happen because of the disrespect for the law being shown by the federal government itself. When they disrespect the law, how do you predict what is supposed to happen legally? Because there's some little thing called the 10th Amendment that precludes the federal government from getting involved in things as low as local crime and as school boards and education. So when the federal government decides to stick its nose where it doesn't belong, it creates a very, very dangerous circumstance. So DeSantis has people that are supposed to follow his orders. And apparently Merrick Garland thinks that he has his own private police force and can reach into local school boards to determine whether or not parents should be punished for however they choose to oppose the school board and its policies across the board, whether it comes from educational choices or mask mandates or situations about having their children take actions that parents disapprove of.
And very quickly, we need to get this in because, folks, at the end of the day, the bottom line here is this. You have a vote. You have a right to vote. You have a right to choose who sits on these school boards, who sits on these county commissions, who sits in those chairs at city council. And the House of Representatives is supposed to be representative of you. And when you have an entire stadium saying and erupting, and stadiums all across the country at non-political events, I might add, folks, it is time for us to force the integrity of elections in the United States of America. And if they're not going to be honest about the elections, then start showing up at the polls and become the poll workers. Get in there. Cast these criminals out. Throw them out. It's time for them to go, David. It's time for them to go.
Absolutely. I'm going to be spending the next 3 days on election integrity conference with FreedomWorks in Washington, D.C. There's people from all over the country coming to do that. There's plenty of opportunities to get involved, and everybody should.
Amen to that. All right, we're going to take a break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to talk with Rick Manning. We're liable to get a lot more fired up here on the program. I hope you'll stay with me.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.